Hi, it's Dan, and in this video I want to talk to you about whether you should be investing in Dogecoin or not. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So let's talk about Dogecoin. Dogecoin is a cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, but it's got a couple of differences. The first thing that you should probably know is that it was set up as a joke. So quite unlike Bitcoin, it was set up to just create a Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency. And the guy created a website, called it Dogecoin. It got a meme, which was a picture of a dog, put that on it. And then later that year, a guy who worked for IBM, he decided to help him build the software around just creating their own cryptocurrency. So that's basically where it came from. It was a joke, and it's still a joke, and it's kind of, you know, it was taken on by people who were kind of in on the joke because it's a joke. And then obviously Elon Musk gets hold of it and starts, you know, Dogecoin to the moon on his tweets, and then suddenly everybody's aware of it and everyone's kind of buying it. So then the price goes up hugely, massively, in fact. And what's scary about this coin, and in fact all cryptocurrencies, is that someone like Elon Musk can literally tweet something and the price can go up 50%. So you're at the behest of Elon. Like, can you insider trade on Bitcoin, on cryptocurrency? Like, you know, if he said, oh, I'm going to spend 100 million on it, and the price doubles, I don't know, is that legal? I don't know. But there's one major difference with something like Dogecoin and Bitcoin, other than the fact that it was a complete and utter joke when it first came out. And this is that, on average, there's about 5 billion new coins being produced every single year. And so, unlike Bitcoin, because there are coins being produced every single year, whereas Bitcoin maximum only has 21 million coins, which will be the final ones will be produced in about 2050. So it has scarcity, does Bitcoin, built into it, because you can only mine so many coins. With Dogecoin, you can mine as many coins as you like, basically. Obviously, you've got to buy the equipment and so on. But there's about 5 billion every single year. Now, whilst on one hand that's a bad thing, because Dogecoin, you know, people can just kind of print more coins effectively. Whilst that might seem bad, conversely to that, I think it's pretty cool, because it means that it balances out over a period of time. Like, it becomes quite a static coin. You know, if Dogecoin's worth $100, it's not then worth $150 the day after. Like, right now, you are getting this level of up and downness because it's all fresh and all new. It's because we're right at the very start of cryptocurrency. If you've got one of those bell curves, you're right at the very start where the people, is it innovators at the start of the bell curve? Like, they're the people that are into it right now. It's not mainstream in any stretch. This is why Bitcoin's got so much room for growth. Is Bitcoin going to be worth 100,000? Yeah. I totally believe it's going to be. I think it's going to be worth more than that. I think, you know, we're talking 300,000 to 500,000 within the next 10 years, which is crazy when you think of it. And I've got pension in Bitcoin, by the way, which is tax-free, which is brilliant. Let's hope it goes to half a million pound per coin, or £1 million per coin. That'd be awesome. But with something like Dogecoin, you're going to get a lot more of it averaging out, rather than going up and down and up and down over a longer period of time. But like with any cryptocurrency, you shouldn't be investing your life savings into it. You shouldn't be having fear of missing out. You shouldn't be, you know, if you're pulling in $5,000 a month, you spend, you know, $3,500 on cryptocurrency and making things tight, that's the wrong way to invest. And likewise, if all your investments are crypto assets, I think that's the wrong way as well. I mean, there's some 21-year-old kid, you know, that's probably putting £500 a month into Dogecoin, for example, and, you know, he's 21. In 40 years' time, that's his pension. You know, there's a good chance he'll do very well off that. But I don't have that amount of time. I'm 48. So, and the work that I've already done, I want to make sure we don't lose. So it has to be a balance here. And I would suggest it should be a balance for everybody else as well, because you don't want to put all your money into it and then lose it because of the fear of missing out. And I see, you know, prices going up and up and up, and I you know, my stomach churns sometimes, and I have fear of missing out just like everybody else. We're invested in some of this stuff. But if this is your only investment, for me, it just causes a bit of an issue. I think you've got to have to be really, really careful about what you do here, because you've got the potential to lose all the money you've saved up for. Like, you know, don't get me wrong here, JP Morgan, you know, they are manipulating the market, in my opinion. That's not something you can sue me over, JP Morgan. But they manipulated the market before. All this stuff about Bitcoin a couple of years ago, I actually did a video a couple of years ago about JP Morgan and what their comments on Bitcoin were. And now here we go, you know, with JP Morgan in Bitcoin. What a surprise. Like, you know, if I had the courage of my convictions a few years ago, we'd have had a couple of thousand Bitcoin, you know, a pound each, but we didn't. And you know, there we go, there's 400 million quid that we'd lost. What can you do? That's just shit happens. But you shouldn't be using fear of missing out for making bad investment decisions and putting everything all in on Bitcoin or Dogecoin or any other cryptocurrency for that matter. I think it's a huge mistake. You've got to have balance throughout. Now, by the way, is that going to cost me millions of pounds in the future? Yeah, possibly. But is it also, like it might do, right? But is it also going to give me a much more secure life where I'm not, like, you know, living on the edge day to day? Yes. And for me, at 48, that's fine. That's much, you know, that's where I'd much rather be. That said, we're still going to invest some money into these coins over the next few years. And we're just going to, what we're going to do? We're going to dollar cost average. So, you know, we might put £100 a month into Dogecoin, a couple of hundred into Litecoin, and so on and so forth, okay? So it just balances out over a period of time. So if we go up, brilliant. And if we don't go up, that's fine. We lost a couple of hundred a month. We can afford it. It's not going to make too much of a difference in our lives. But we're actually doing something rather than nothing. And that, is, my friends, is what I would suggest to you, is that you do something rather than nothing. If you've got an extra side hustle that brings in 500 quid a month, take 10% of that, 50 quid, and move that over. And if you increase your side hustle to £5,000, great, stick up the 10% and move it over. And I think that you should have some exposure to cryptocurrencies, but it shouldn't be your main exposure at the investment level. All right, I hope that's useful for you. I hope it gives you a little bit of food for thought about the Dogecoin and where we're going with it and other cryptocurrencies. Obviously, it's massive right now. And this is the other thing to remember, is that right now it's huge. Everyone's talking about Bitcoin right now, and there you go, it's nearly $50,000. What happens when people don't talk about it and the price goes down? That's when people kind of panic and then they sell. So we're buying at $50,000 and then they sell at $30,000 and then we wonder why we keep losing money. Time in the market is better than trying to time the market, which is why we dollar cost average. Hope that's useful for you. Speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.